This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
That stairwell, I'm no Kreskin, but I doubt Ralphie May is going to be a guest. Between that and the attic that Sam Morrell does his thing. At the last time I was above that room in the cellar, I was doing blow with Greg Giraldo. And, I think Taylor Negron.
Oh, friend of the show. God bless him.
Taylor Negron
came on.
Two of my
good friends, yeah.
I was here with him.
Oh, yeah, you came
right.
on.
It was a shout out.
He was so goddamn funny, that guy.
He was great.
Yeah.
That was like a death that really sucked hard, man. When
easy
I
money. Because
he's about to come back on the show. Like,
yeah, I think that's what killed him.
Yeah, I read that in Entertainment
Wait,
Tonight.
Is this suspicious?
The possibility of being a guest again on this fucking show.
It's throwing me off because you shaved, dude. I like, because I was
shaved it off. You got HBO money now. He's an HBO star.
I lost money. Filming that show.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I stopped doing the road. I'm making the etiquette money.
That's right.
You might win an Emmy money. That's right. Bullshit.
You give up the cash for the opportunity.
I gave up Seneca Casino. And, that's a lot of scratch. Like, Shecky Green would always turn Sinatra down for a movie. Remember, he goes, I'm making 80 grand a week at the Sands. I don't know, what am I going to do? Ocean's 12 with you.
yeah, but if you were just making money like that, wouldn't you go do his movie just to be like, yeah, I'll be in a movie?
Oh, no, that's like that job, HBO, Judd Apatow.
Yeah, what's the name of the show?
It's called Crashing.
Crashing.
I play myself. There's not one thing, you know, we always look for a negative.
Yeah.
There's not one negative about it, you know?
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. I'm in 6 of the 8 episodes, I think.
6 of the 8 episodes.
Oh, that's Pete's
amazing.
Life Story fucking sitcom, right?
Right.
Pete Holmes is.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Dude,
that's
the
show,
one
right.
I told you. Like, I.
You couldn't play. Because
I didn't get the part of me in his life.
Wait, what?
Yeah, but this is
you
hysterical.
Wasn't good enough Kurt to play Kurt?
No. Can I tell you what I think it is?
What is it?
Which is hysterical. But I can't confirm it, but. I think it was too white. Like, his memories were too white. I'm not lying to you.
They had Peach memories are too
no,
white.
I think they had to get like a black dude or something to fill that role, if I had to guess, because the people of like the stories, it would be just nobody wants to do an all white thing.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
Which is like I'm not, I feel like nothing, because that's like an old story of not getting.
That would make me feel great if a black dude got it.
Oh, well, Black Kurt? That would be amazing.
Ah, that's a dream of mine,
Blurt,
Black Kurt.
Starring Blurt?
Greer
that would
Barnes,
be amazing.
Greer Barnes got it.
Is Greer
Oh, Grant?
We need a guy.
Oh, I wanted to believe
they
that.
Said we just need a guy with stubble to be on the.
I wanted to believe that so badly.
Yeah, I
yeah,
can't.
No, I don't know. I remember seeing your name in the thing because a lot of comics were playing themselves, and so.
Right. Yeah. No, dude. He's like, well, look.
Pete probably the first time Pete met a black guy was when he moved to New York. Probably, you know.
Yeah.
Without doubt, he came from a black
and
neighborhood.
Met him means just walk past him.
But, yeah. It could, by the way, be that I sucked at playing me. I mean,
that's what I like to believe.
I know.
That was a scuttlebutt around the set.
But all the shit I ever got was like playing me to some degree. So yeah. I always got lucky with that. Like, I was like, you'll be playing the part of a guy based on you. And like,
yeah, I was kind of typecast myself.
Yeah, and then people tell you, oh, you're a good actor. Like, well, I hope I am at playing me.
But you still
got to like
do
range.
You in situations, so it's still acting.
Yeah.
It ain't like you living in the moment. It's not a documentary. So you still got to play you doing
But that's
you,
the whole
you
thing of it is to try to get you to not act, right?
So right.
That's why it's easier.
The most mainstream thing I ever did in my life was for New Line Cinema. I played a romantic comedy. Me, Renee Zellweger, and Chris O'Donnell. And I'm the third lead. I'm the third lead of the movie. I thought Renee Zellweger was attracted to me. I swear to God.
I believe she
was. Why are you saying it like that?
We're having lunch together. And I told Chris O'Donnell I might ask her out. And the look he gave me was like, okay, listen. It's as if I said, I'm going to build a ladder to the moon. And basically, the assistant director said, listen, if you ask her out and creep her out and she quits, we'll have you killed. She doesn't care about you.
Holy shit.
So I'm supposed to play Chris O'Donnell's best friend.
Wait a minute. You were like the astronaut farmer? Like the government can't let this happen? Why can't the guy go to the moon?
The guy said, don't even think about asking her out. because until we're done with the film.
And not right. even,
yeah, I mean, yeah. the press junket, everything. Like, because I leave. She had just done Jerry Maguire, so it was a big deal.
Oh, she had was huge.
On the Bridget Jones 30 yet.
Dude, I take the Bridget Jones 30. Okay. I got yeah,
so
would
I.
She was really sweet, too. So I'm the third lead of the film. It's the most mainstream thing. I played Chris O'Donnell's best friend. It looks we were supposed to be each other's friends from childhood. It looked like I put his cable in that morning.
Yeah.
He looked scared of me in the whole movie.
Really?
And, yeah. The movies.
How many don't he got a bunch of kids, Chris O'Donnell?
No, you're thinking of Antonio Cromartie.
Okay. No.
Chris O'Donnell, no.
And who's the white dude I'm thinking of who got the show with LL Cool J on CBS?
That's Chris O'Donnell.
Don't he got a bunch of kids?
He does. He did when I was there.
I think he got a bunch of kids.
We had 1,000 brides.
Google that, Shell.
We had 1,000 brides as extras. It was based on a Buster Keaton movie, so of course you get Chris O'Donnell.
Right.
And I had to go through hell to get this part. And I met Shot with Michael fire. DeLuca, that famous crazy guy, like the crazy guy that had a New Line Cinema.
Okay, yes.
There's an amazing story about Michael DeLuca at William Morris's Christmas party, 1997. One of the head agents there, I won't say the guy's name. Got caught blowing DeLuca in a bedroom for coke, supposedly.
Hold on.
Wait, what?
Wait, hold on.
Like
was
one of the top agents?
Can I clear this up?
Martin,
was the bedroom just used for coke and he blew him in there?
Well,
or
I mean,
was it an exchange for coke?
Was it, back in the
did they ruin
days,
the coke bedroom?
That was back in the fun days when coke had gluten in it.
Or as Tommy calls it, making the cocaine better.
Gluten-free cocaine is ruined. But, so this guy, he's my favorite guy ever. He was the head of, so he was like persona non grata for a while. Because, like, one of the major agents, like a guy, like Schwarzenegger's agent, his daughter was there. He's like 21.
What?
And she for coke, she blew this guy. So
it was a dude. I
didn't even think it was a girl.
I thought it was a girl the way you said it.
No, I thought it was
a
dude.
A guy. Yeah. I thought it was a guy the way you said it.
No, a guy didn't blow him. No,
I thought
a girl blew a guy.
Wait, women agents? What are you talking about?
No. The daughter of a big agent.
Oh, the daughter of a big agent.
You see my sexism? I just assume man because you said agent.
Yeah, the daughter of a big agent.
And she was blowing them for cocaine.
See, that's what I heard.
Okay, women can blow people in the coke room.
That's allegedly.
I'm learning and getting better.
But you think it's true. You know it's
that's
true.
That's allegedly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's true. I mean, I saw them in the coke. But, so we shot in San Francisco on location, and 1,000 women played. The deal is that it gets out that if you marry this guy before he's 30, you get $100 million. So all these brides try to marry him.
Okay.
1,000 extras in wedding dresses. And he was about to get married. His college sweetheart was there, and he's like a real goody-two-shoes type guy. So I was the next guy, the next dude in the movie. Like,
right.
So these chicks are like, you know, they're stupid. And
right.
They're young. And I fucked 3 of the fucking extras because there was no one else to fuck. Like, you know, they thought I could put them in a movie.
Oh.
Wow. I told one I wrote Jurassic Park.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
Wow.
Before Google, you could get away with all that shit.
I know.
You're not Michael Crichton.
Holy shit, man.
He wouldn't fuck any of them. I said, you're not going to fuck any of these chicks?
Back in the day, man, like the no Beatles. One could reference. You're right. I never think about it like that, but nobody could fucking...
No, well, of course, Google. Now, God forbid I meet a girl at a bar, she goes to the bathroom and Googles me, she comes out with like a bodyguard.
How hot were these girls?
They were like, you know, they were, let's see, they were Albany Sixes.
That's a good night. That's a nice takedown.
Wow. They were San Francisco 2. No, they were extras in a, you know, they hadn't even 1,000 extras, so you know, extras are.
They usually get looking extras if they got to play a bride.
Some of them with the crazy eyes, yeah.
Yeah, they definitely hungry, boy.
You let an extra in your life.
Oh, forget about
now,
it.
Now, what era of Artie was this? Was this like prime of
1998?
Because you also have like several like handsome Guido years that I recall.
Well, I was I weighed a buck seventy till I was 23 years old. This is all shit living. I was an all-state baseball player.
Wait, talking to Mike, dude, because it's coming up.
Yeah. Baseball. That's right. You play baseball online.
I haven't done any radio before.
Artie's coming directly from his podcast.
This is all bad living. I wasn't born fat.
That's the name of the book.
I was fat with a pH.
I wasn't born fat.
Too fat to fish.
It's just a baby. It's just a baby Artie in a jogging suit in front of
Well, I play baseball is the one sport you can play in corduroys.
Gina,
I
mean,
I'm with
right.
Gina Gershon on Crashing, episode 2.
That's right. Wait, you did a movie with her before, didn't you?
No, but I did Crashing with her.
How was she looking? She's looking good now?
Unbelievable.
She's still looking hot.
Put it this way. I don't think she's telling people that I made out with her somewhere on a podcast right now. she's stunning.
She's scrubbing herself.
She plays a chick. I don't know. Apatow had both of my books, and he made me, episode 2, a story of my book.
He loves you.
And she played. Yeah. And she played a chick that I got her the part. She played a chick that tried to sell me coke, and my assistant tried to get in between me and her. and Judd wanted to do that. So Pete plays the kid.
Okay.
And Gina Gershon, if the girl at Albany ever sees that episode and figured out, she's going to be very happy with that casting.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Gina Gershon would not play this chick.
Oh, this chick didn't look like Gina Gershon in real life.
Oh, my God.
What's she
no.
look? What's she look? Does she
Anyone
look like?
Looks like no. Gina Gershon gets out of Albany at about 11.
Albany.
Where do they go? Like, what's the trickle
Did
down?
Did she look stepped on like the
You coke? Know Alaska's like that already, right? Atel told me. They go from Anchorage, then they go down to Seattle, right?
Who's this?
Boy.
It's like the hot chicks in Alaska, like the migration.
Okay. There's a loser log flume.
Yeah, there's a... they log flume.
I'm in Anchorage, eh?
Yeah.
I made it to Anchorage.
Yeah. Listen, you're hot shit in Anchorage.
I'm at the Anchorage Shuckles.
Some of them just stay and become the governor.
Oh, yeah, no, but she was like hot shit. And yeah. I promise you.
I bet.
But they go to Seattle
first. I thought
first.
I could see Russia from there.
We've had Artie and Ann on before, right?
Right.
And Artie we had before the great Twitter Artie bashing of, well, I mean, you probably had more Twitter bashing.
Which one?
ESPN one.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's already a year ago.
I know.
Wow,
it feels
time
like,
flies.
It feels like I read this fat girl gloating about it only yesterday. there's a Lindy West article where
what
she's really
the
spiking the football.
What was the Artie bashing on ESPN?
No, I said, you know who Carrie Champion is?
She's one of the correspondents.
Black chick on ESPN.
Yeah.
Beautiful girl. Like a young Lola Falana. That's the best way to describe it. If Love Boat had Lola Falana on it, put it this way, I was watching. And I don't know, I was watching it, and I was on the phone. My buddy was a cop. And
keep going.
And we started making, you know, racial jokes to each other. And I said, hey, let's put this on Twitter, see what happens. And I just
what did happen?
I thought it cost me an appearance on At Midnight. Chris Hardwick.
He stood his ground and refused you entry.
Do you think that Chris Hardwick would ever let you fucking pollute his billion-dollar fake nerd empire?
He called me
you
up
think he's going to buy expensive skinny jeans with...
What do you mean fake nerd? You say he's a fake nerd?
I watched Terminator 3 when he was fat Chris Hardwick. He's a nice guy.
How's he a nerd, though? He's been on MTV since the
80s. He's the most getting laid nerd that I've ever
Every
seen.
Every nerd banged the young Jenny McCarthy.
I don't want to be a stickler, but what did you put on Twitter?
I think you dropped a rather important part of the story. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
We haven't done the ceremony yet, so maybe he shouldn't.
No. Go say it.
I made up a scenario where I was Thomas Jefferson and she was a slave, and she gets the whip from me. She grabs the whip and whips me and escapes, and then I come, but I point
She's got
out,
independence in the story.
No, I point out in the story to my naysayers that I only ejaculated when she was free.
Yes, the freedom of it.
Until when she got her freedom, I came like a geyser.
Trying to reach the North Star.
Yeah, and I, you know, it was more of a...
I mean, how is that different from the average At Midnight answer from the home? That's my question.
I'm so glad I asked for clarification.
I don't know that it was such a funny joke. It was very erotic. And
If you just read it out loud, you will laugh. I challenge you not to laugh.
Well, you know, now that they made such a big deal about it, every time someone makes a big deal about something, it sounds like Dan Quayle reading the lyrics to Cop Killer.
It's like that dude. That was worth making that song just to hear Dan Quayle.
Yeah. And then he goes on to say
fake outrage.
Then he goes on to
I'm
say,
"I'm going to get my rocks off."
There was a DJ.
I'm going to dust some cops off.
There was
you
a
fucking
local,
hump.
There was you know. What you just said is so true, and there was a local DJ who my lawyer told me I can't say his name, but he's like
Celino
like
and Barnes.
He was like a big deal.
Is it Celino and Barnes?
I don't even know who they are.
Injury attorneys 1-888-888.
No, it wasn't them.
Okay, why can't that be our theme song?
It was a disc jockey.
Can you replace them boys with Celino and Barnes?
It was a disc jockey for a mainstream like top 40 station. So he starts bashing me because of it, and he has his whole politically correct crew around him, and he's going. He kept calling me a monster, and then the monster. When you thought his Twitter bashing session was over, that's when the monster reloaded, calling himself, having the audacity to compare himself to a founding father. This poor woman was at the hands of an enormous monster.
By the way, she had to wiki Artie Lang to know why she was insulted by Artie Lang, I bet.
Is she wiki me? We had to wiki the monster.
Wow. Is it the dramatic... I've never... Somebody interviewed me... Oh, from the poster, Fox, somebody called me up because we had Artie on the show.
Yeah.
That night. Well, you guys defended me very nicely.
I know. Like,
we did a show from Village Underground.
Your family, Artie.
But that, made the paper.
We surrounded the fucking wagons.
But you're right. That's how crazy, it made the paper that I just defended Artie for a Twitter storm. Like, I don't even know what the fuck
that
is.
Well, you defended me on the... That's right. Listen, this is how crazy it was. The car... to take me to At Midnight was waiting outside my apartment in Hoboken, God. And my friend called me and said, "Listen, did you know that you're not on this show?"
Really?
And you know, it takes hours to get ready for a TV appearance. I was deciding which cargo I was going to wear. And I'm like, "No." He goes, "No, you're not allowed." And my agent called me up and said, "Listen, yeah, it's bad." I'm like, what's bad? Because you're banned from ESPN. Like, that's gonna cut into my income. I'm banned from ESPN.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me sports legend Artie Lang?
If I'm banned from Bananas and Hasbrook Heights, that's gonna hurt me.
Did they cancel your 30 for 30?
No, somebody tweeted, hold on. Somebody did tweet Gnome at the Cellar.
Yeah,
I
right.
swear to God, and
really?
Go, Artie Lang does not go on that stage, or we will bring protests.
Let me tell you something.
Cellar.
That would have been the best favor of all time.
I know.
What comic doesn't want protests? Protesters at their fucking gig.
Oh, come open for me, Artie.
Yeah, I know. I love. By the way, I love Ann. I'm a big fan. I wanted to come here because I love Ann Coulter.
Well, the other hate I get is because we have Ann. Well, either we get people that turned around on Ann Coulter because they heard her on our show.
The monster.
Yeah, we change them.
Like, wow, I really. But
we change them.
But here's what I encounter when people are like. Oh, just when I was in L.A. last, which is, of course, the place where that's going to happen, right? Where your friends, you had Ann Coulter.
That's L.A.
I'm sorry, but how do you have that woman?
Say goodbye to your set at Largo, Mr. Metzger.
You think they say that to you? Imagine what I get. I would welcome the comments you got for hanging out with Ann Coulter.
Listen, here's the thing.
We didn't know you were one of them.
One old black lady walked up to me and smacked barbecue sauce on my hand. Just smacked it.
The first thing I do...
Should be ashamed of yourself.
I clarify that I just have an email relationship and you have her actual number.
Yes.
That's what I tell
them
first.
Well, she's actually been to my apartment.
No.
What's a sight to say?
Keep digging a hole.
Hello.
I've been in your apartment too.
I just got. That's right. Artie's been to my apartment.
Have you put sheets on the mattress yet?
Well, I had to take the sheets off because, you know, it was a lot of banging before you got in there.
I thought because Artie
both on
wanted
the left
to wear
and the
them.
Right.
It's a lot of banging going on.
Hey, hello.
Oh, so, just why would a comedian be held to a standard that a guy running for president is not held to?
That's why Trump is our guy.
I mean, listen.
That's why he's my guy.
It's going to open all new vistas up for us.
I mean, the blood comment, I'm just upset he didn't do it at the debate. Like, the comeback should have been, blood's coming out of your pussy. Blood is coming out of your pussy right now.
He was not referring to that.
What did he say?
He said, blood's coming out of your pussy.
He did not.
He said, out of her nose and out of her wherever.
And then what else is next? Read the fucking line.
Oh, that's crazy. He totally wasn't referring to that.
I'm kidding.
He didn't have to. We knew
it was probably her ass.
No, it was nose conservative dweebs who interpreted it that way because they have sick, diseased minds.
Okay.
You don't interpret stuff that way?
I love Trump because Trump is like a constant, just a guy who's just always drunk yelling shit out.
I know.
The Mexicans are going to push a bill of war. Who's going to pay for it? The king of Mexico? I'm going to get the king of Mexico to build a fucking wall. And then...
it's going
to
be huge.
I don't like guys who got captured in wars. How's that fucking sound?
If you were a hero, you wouldn't have got captured. Yeah. You're a loser with no class.
If you were a hero, you wouldn't have got... it was only your 23rd flight. You fucking asshole.
A real man would have escaped like Rambo out of that camp.
Let me out talk to the Mexicans. I love Mexicans. Build a wall around that motherfucker. And then put a little door in it so the little Mexicans can come through. I have a door for my Mexicans who work for me. We have a big wall around the outhouse.
Okay, why are we not all Trump speechwriters right now?
That's what I'm thinking.
Because if that speech, if Trump made that speech, 20 points in the polls the next day.
I have a wall around my Mexicans who work for me, and I put a little door that they can come through just to mop up, and they go back.
Dude, you've got to be the White House press secretary.
Oh, dude, the fucking
best. Give me another shot of Rumpelman. I'm running for fucking president. I'm drunk Donald Trump.
Drunk Trump. Drunk Trump.
I'm drunk Trump. There's pussy. There's blood coming out of your pussy.
He did not say that.
Hold on. Let's
you notice
Trump
how
Trump.
I concede every other point?
I love, hold on. I love every question. Like, what would you do about taxes? There's blood coming out of your pussy.
No, we're going to do that. And you be Megyn Kelly. I want you to be Megyn Kelly. And I want you to ask drunk Trump
your tough
questions.
Bear. You're Brett
okay,
Bear.
Let's see it.
I'm the Brett Bear with that stupid Boy Scout head of his.
Okay.
Yes.
God, he looks like Davey from Davey and Goliath.
He looks like the Lego man. He got Lego man hair.
He's still put together.
And disposition.
Well, he's still put together.
Which reminds me, you know, in defense of Megan, the problem was she didn't ask all the candidates the questions.
Right?
That's because so that
there was blood coming out of her.
Donald Trump did not say that.
I'm saying it.
Every time you say it, I'm going to keep going
Trump.
Back
to Drunk okay. Trump.
Now,
Trump.
It's not that the questions to him were so bad. It's that the questions to the rest of them were so boring. Yeah. And by the way, the answers were really, really, really
because
good.
Weren't they trying to set up?
They were boring.
Were you sleeping at every moment other than, well, the fight, the cat fight between Christie and Rand Paul?
I just fast forward to the parts they said to watch on the
every time Trump talks.
And yeah, it looked everybody,
other than
they
that,
were putting, it looked like
yeah,
if I Bill hear, Cosby up there putting people to sleep.
That was Ben Carson, sir. It's a different black doctor.
Marco Rubio.
Are you, is this Bill Cosby?
Yeah.
No, Donald.
No, sir. And it's Ben Carson. He's not.
That's not Johnny Carson.
Doop, 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 doop.
That's Ben Carson.
Can someone tell Ben Carson to get my car? I'm a neurosurgeon. Yeah, right. Good one.
Drunk Trump, please.
This is a drunk debate. Trump,
I'm drunk Trump.
Now, drunk Trump, let me ask you this. What is your position on abortion? Would you have some abortion, or do you say, like other Republicans, no abortion under any circumstances? What's drunk Trump's position?
That's a good answer. I'm
for abortion.
You know?
Especially if my daughter is dating Ben Carson.
Drunk Trump.
I want him to separate my daughter's pussy from his dick.
Drunk Trump sound like drunk Hulk Hogan, don't
he? Oh, my God. Now, drunk Trump, how do we handle...
what else?
How do we handle ISIS, drunk Trump?
I'll tell you how you handle this motherfucker. You got a big knife in your back. You know what I do?
What?
I behead Megyn Kelly.
Okay.
Because there's blood coming out of her butt.
Wow.
That's a good answer.
That's straight from the holy book.
I mean, that would take ISIS by surprise.
Don't hit me with these trick questions.
Is that gotcha journalism, drunk Trump?
Oh, my gosh.
It's an ISIS crisis. I just made that up.
All right, so here's the other thing that I want to get into.
Okay.
Which you brought up Gavin. It's great because I had a fight with him on Twitter about this.
Oh, yes.
Why
okay.
am I the only person not getting in fights on Twitter? Oh, because I don't read responses. I just remembered why.
I'm not going to say the full sentence. I'll give you the bullet points. Blood! Pussy! Put it together, sweetie.
Trump did not say that.
Well, he alluded to it.
He did not allude to it.
That's why Trump just won my vote over Trump.
Yes, I would.
I'll be great for women. Women love me.
They
Mexican women love me.
Trump.
I love when a Mexican woman goes through the little door I make for her.
Drunk Trump.
I love that. Was so funny. He goes, I'm not opposed to putting a little door in the wall.
He said that. Yes. Was sweet.
That's I miss that.
He said that.
He was trying to be nice.
It's the funniest thing a candidate's ever said. Oh, so I want to build a wall, and I'm not opposed
to put in a little adorable door. Poquito.
Like,
poquito.
No, asked, I'm not barbaric. I'm not asking them to climb over the.
Poquito puerta.
I'm not asking them to build a ladder. It's going to cost a little extra, but I'm not opposed to it. Maybe a sliding door.
That's very generous.
I'm not opposed to it.
It's a very generous policy.
I'm not opposed. Like somebody would have to give
somebody brought it up. Can we at least have a tiny door for their tiny heads, Trump?
Like a lawyer.
All right.
A lawyer's so frustrated. Listen, okay, we'll build a wall. Can we at least have a door?
They're not budging on a door, sir.
I don't hate
the idea.
They're
not budging on a door.
I'll get them to budge on a door.
I thought it showed his compassionate side.
Of course.
It was compassionate. I had somebody post this about Planned Parenthood, but right. Some black pastors asked to take down the bust of Margaret Sanger from this fucking city thing.
They should.
No, they
it's
shouldn't.
Creepy.
Planned Parenthood's fucking great. It's like saying the moon landing's not great because a Nazi helped us. So what if she was a racist? Birth control's great.
No, but it
Planned
wasn't.
Planned Parenthood's great.
No. It's
necessary.
Totally different. It's not
you gotta
like
tell
it's
me.
Unrelated
I have more
to why she was starting Planned Parenthood.
Don't get into
Parenthood.
That conversation.
Who
it was specifically to kill black babies. It wasn't like, you know, we're going to pass out birth control pills. She made it absolutely clear.
Black
that's
babies
what
matter.
Was the idea.
That's the quote that they use that you're kind of paraphrasing.
Well, it's more than a quote.
But she did a lot to help black women, and that's the thing that's twisted.
By killing the babies because she was into eugenics.
I'm going to give it to you.
I'm torn on this.
I'm giving it to you.
Mark Twain, and he used the N-word. It was specifically her purpose in starting all of these Planned Parenthood.
I'm going to give that shit to you. So what? It's still great. It doesn't take away from how great it is getting
okay,
birth
you
control.
Might...
It doesn't take away
no,
at all.
Birth...
George Washington had slaves.
Issue.
I still like America. I forgive you. You're
no,
slave
no, no, no,
I'm
no.
indifferent
now you're going
with George
back
Washington.
To someone who did something else who had a slave as opposed to Margaret Sanger, and what she's being celebrated for is this
they
eugenics
to
effort
I
to
them.
Kill lots of black people, and that was she was absent. I mean, she wasn't one sentence.
Okay.
That's all she wrote
just
about.
Just because she had one
she's a sick bitch.
It wasn't one
just
sentence.
Just because she had one great idea, I don't think we need to blame her for the rest of the
Thank you. Thank you.
You shut your joke mouth, Kurt.
It doesn't matter. The final thing is, she started a great thing. So, who's the guy?
She started a great thing for the wrong reasons.
So, yeah, the intention doesn't matter.
That happens all the time.
It's kind of like the Germans getting all this technology from...
I like aspirin.
From tanks and stuff.
Aspirin directly
gassed
Jews.
But then you should have, like, a bust of your penis so that you can have lots of sex and not worry about it. It shouldn't be a bust to the woman who was specifically putting these abortion clinics in black neighborhoods.
Tear a fucking picture down, I agree.
It isn't like she did something else and, when she was a racist on the
side.
Yeah,
fuck that bitch.
That's why she was doing it.
You heard her.
We're going to have a statue of your penis, and if that doesn't get you, I don't know what else I can say.
And Kota and me going against you two whiteies.
Am I supposed to? Hold on a minute.
Fuck that bitch. You started Planned Parenthood. Fuck her babies. And fuck her grandmama's babies.
I don't fully understand.
We like what she did. I use Planned Parenthood more than anybody. Thanks for that. But fuck you, bitch.
I just want to be clear. I'm supposed to be against a big statue of my penis. Is that what you just suggested to me?
That's what she's saying.
I don't even know how I'm not already winning this argument.
I was thinking that would win you over. I was sweetening the pot.
I'm against any fake interpretation of Kurt's penis.
Why? You should have started off the argument by saying this ends with a statue of your cock.
I wanted the same size as that Mexican door in the wall.
So if you're saying overall, I mean, you're letting the individual soldiers off the hook.
This is Kurt's white penis. It's not. Bigger than I remember.
Well, you know how it is.
Oh, I'm not opposed to a statue of his cock.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I'll give you the real measurement. It's 1.5. One and a half faces. I measure it in face lengths. I don't know. Do you guys use inches? I measure faces.
I'm not even listening.
And I'm not talking about thin little, you know. Talking about tiny Mexican heads, as Drunk Trump would say.
My cock is two Mexican heads.
But enough about my cock.
Enough about your stupid cock.
But you say overall it was for slavery, though, right? You do say that.
Right, but I would also say that most of the people fighting had no slaves, were poorer than slaves, were competing with slaves. They were fighting because Union soldiers came to their part of the country.
To this day, Southerners are still dumb enough to defend rich people. That's how they are.
Southerners
less than the entire Republican field for president.
Everyone is poor people
you
defending rich
people. You think these
soldiers
out here in Iraq own oil companies?
Yeah. Listen, listen. That's
but
a little more indirective and evil than directly fighting to make sure slavery
stays. But they're
doing
it less than the Republican candidates for president. They're the ones who really are defending.
The only war that seemed to have any ethical, real, something at stake morally was World War II. The rest seemed like it seemed like we really were saving the world.
But
on
even
some
that,
level.
Even that,
but,
which I agree with you, that is saving the world.
The rest seemed like bullshit.
If you're a fucking Christian, you couldn't even fight in that war. If you're a real Christian.
Afghanistan was pretty good.
Well, so there's no moral thing. There's no moral war ever.
Afghanistan.
There's not.
It was over
the
in 6 months.
Weeks, is
I
when Jesus
I'll
comes
give
back
you 6
and
months
kills
on
all
that.
Of you. That's the only moral.
Wait, what are you babbling about?
No,
I heard you say something about Christians and I wasn't hearing the surrounding words.
He said it's against the religion. What, just to kill in
no,
general?
No, it isn't. It's absolutely not against Christian religion to go to war.
I tell you this.
Oh, you're a Jehovah's Witness. Yeah. You don't even celebrate birthdays. You don't know what Christianity is.
That's also
is.
Un-Christian. That's hysterical. You would say that to me.
I
that
know.
You don't celebrate birthdays. You know what Christianity is. They're un-Christian. They're very un-Christian. But here,
this isn't Christianity. This is something not cult.
What? That's all.
You're a lovely person, but you were raised in a nut cult.
That's what I call it, a doomsday cult.
Well,
I'm not a Christian.
Why are you arguing with me? Once again, we agree.
A
statue to your penis,
are
you belong to a nut cult.
But are you a Christian? What kind of Christian are you? A Catholic?
Straight Christian. Presbyterian, technically.
Okay. So, listen.
You proddy cunt. Sorry. It's the Irish in me. That's the Irish in me.
You're a Protestant.
Yeah, I'm
I thought
everything.
You went to Catholic school.
I went to Catholic school, went to a Presbyterian church.
You went to all those, really?
I went to Bishop Lachlan in
Brooklyn. I went to a lot of different things, too.
Catholics have the best schools.
It's they pretty do. Good school.
How would you justify, just if you're a Christian?
Yeah.
Because you've read the book, right?
The book?
Yeah.
The Bible?
The Cave Jew Dum Dum book.
The Bible.
He called it the Cave Jew Dum Dum book.
Bill Maher. Oh, you guys are going to attack the Bible.
I don't know that Bill Maher is qualified as I am to
what is Bill Maher like in bed?
He's great. Oh, me? He's great.
Why are you looking at
he's very aggressive.
What is you like in bed?
Stop looking at Kurt for that question.
New rule.
I mean, he keeps in shape.
New rule. If my pinky's in your ass. New rule. You shut up while you blow me.
Why are you reading my submission packet to Bill Marshall?
New rule.
He's literally word for word my submission. You gotta blow me.
He hates religion, though. He hates religion
no,
just
I don't.
Like Kurt.
No,
there's no God. I guess there's
and
a
I'm
God.
Not a guy. See, there's a difference. It's like people that hate it. You know, it's like comics that go to
New
England.
Rule. I used to do a joke with those about those
I don't know, man.
I said I was late, 3 hours late for a meeting I had in China because it took my cab driver 4 hours to make a K-turn. Yeah. They got the complicated. I was sick of explaining the joke to everyone at the St. Louis Funny Bone. You know, I got the complicated. Okay, just take me to White Castle.
Just take me to White Castle.
Every set I've done at the St. Louis Funny Bone for 20 years ends in, I'm going to take me to White Castle.
Do they have a White Castle right there?
I remembered as a kid once, I was ossified drunk on stage, like a midnight show. I was in a blackout doing stand-up. And I remembered that when I was a kid, after playing wiffle ball, we'd go to the White Castle, and they had all the cities it was in. I remember it said St. Louis. And I was starving. And it was 2 a.m. And I just said, anybody know where a White Castle is? It was like Springsteen going into Born to Run Asbury Park. I said, will you take me? Like, so these four guys take me to White Castle. And I woke up at the Adams Mark in... Not in my room, with a stack of double cheeseburgers. They stacked them on my fucking...
That's amazing.
I became like a frat prank.
That's like...
A stack of double cheeseburgers.
There was still like the burger. It wasn't boxes. They gave you the burgers.
Yeah.
It was
that like, is the best way to wake up, by the way.
It was like a food rape.
Tell me, tell me it wasn't the last time you woke up like that. I want to believe it.
No, that started about 8 or 9.
White Castle's a good fucking drunk eat.
Yeah. They don't get the K-turn joke. They gotta get away.
Yeah, you want to get out of there.
When you go on the road, dude, are you like, I mean, because I totally do all, like, I've woken up under White Castle cartons on the road, but like.
You don't want to know half of the shit.
No, but.
We want to know.
Let me ask you this, because are you like.
Statue of limitations.
Like, I'm a slob, dude, to the point that when I get in a hotel, I kind of got to just throw my shit around so I feel like it's my room.
Absolutely. Yeah. You gotta leave your mark.
Are you break it in.
On the road? Are you like a slob? Like on the, you know what I mean? Like Big J, for example.
Not on the road.
Well, you know what I mean. I don't mean slob.
Well, I'm on the road into
it. Like, you know, your shit's when like, someone else is renting you a place to live, you do like take liberties. Yeah,
it's like a life hack. That's what I call it.
Absolutely.
Just leave all the lights on, dude. You don't pay
anything that I rent. Like because I look at that like I'm getting a hotel room is like renting a car. And when I rent a car, I always get the insurance because I'm going to wreck that motherfucker.
Why not? Yeah. Renting a parking space. Think about it. You don't have to park a car there. You rented that space. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
I don't know if I'll wreck it, but I'm not going to top it off. Fuck them.
Top it off.
So I'm with you, man.
I'll definitely top it off. Stop
me. Put cigarettes out on the dashboard of the Daewoo you got in
Phoenix. I'd do everything in a fucking rental car. I don't I'll drive with the trunk open. Yeah. Go, fuck. I don't care if your fucking jack falls out. That ain't my jack. Fuck your rules.
You know, I don't want to hear the complaints about black people not being trusted with things.
Whoa.
No, you, sir, are an ambassador.
What I do is when not for people, car, it's for person.
You got to rent
person.
The car to black people
well,
don't want to steal.
You have a responsibility, sir.
You
got to
rent the car
community.
That black people don't want to steal, like a bookmobile. Nobody gets that joke under 30. What's a bookmobile?
Oh, no, the St. Louis Funny Bone was right about you.
You want to hear,
what did they say?
You want to hear a disappointing ass thing? This is like when a seller, gets me down because like just the new, because I go, I was talking about getting an HIV test, right? And
right? Some light conversation.
Yeah, no, I was the last spot.
This was last week.
this was weekend. So, but I'm talking about, and when I went, I brought my ex, okay? Jessica Delfino, she's a comic. I brought her with me.
It's the only place Tony Robbins says not to think positive.
Yeah, well, I thought it would comfort me, okay? Because, I'm not going alone. But, it was the exact opposite because she knew she didn't have any fucking HIV, you know? She hadn't dated me for 3 years or so. And she's fucking so she's all happy while I'm tense. And she's like skipping and whistling next to me on the way to the test.
Okay? You don't want to do that on an AIDS test. That's very nice.
Dude, then we get in the elevator. We're in the elevator in the office. She's fucking singing Madonna songs, okay? And this is the joke. I'm like, have some fucking class. Like, first of all, half these people probably got HIV to a Madonna song.
Okay? Like a Virgin was said sarcastically.
Okay. So okay.
Yeah, you like a Virgin. You got AIDS like a Virgin.
Here's the exact response, okay? Now, this is almost going to ruin my set because the anger that bubbles up when I get
I know.
So it's some fucking clearly NYU 19-year-old who's this is like her moment to take a stand on it. Like she goes, really, dude? Like, dude, really?
Yeah, really.
And I go, dude, yeah. I go, what have you done to help?
Oh, that's so good.
But and by the way, I blurted that out. Don't say cunt. Don't say cunt. Dude, the anger I get with some fucking jerk off college kid. We're in a basement and I'm on the fucking 245 spot that was supposed to be a 145.
Right.
Where the fuck can you tell a fucking off color joke?
If not there.
I'm not in your office, anymore. You fuck. You're supposed to be getting away for 5 seconds from your decency. That's the point of paying me. This is it's my safe space and you're triggering me in it.
There you go. There you go. Did you attack this person verbally?
No.
You puss. You're part of the problem.
No, you know what, dude? I won't.
They left thinking they were right.
The second, because that's the rookie and that's all my whole.
Yeah, but how do you convince a 19-year-old that they're not right?
You smack them in the forehead with your dick, you big, black, veiny, hard.
That's
you,
one way. Dick.
By the way, don't you like how Sherrod just throws out his black man advice to me like I could just do? Black man things like that.
You just said you had a beautiful cock.
It's his best parenting.
You can't do that with a white cock.
You said you had a beautiful cock. Put it on the forehead. Nigga, was that beautiful?
Let me tell you something. The last episode, if there would be 20 blogs and I'd be being sued for harassment right now.
Right.
If I had, I can't do it. You know what reminds me of Jay's joke about hanging out with that band when he was on that show, Z-Rock?
I don't remember any of Jay's jokes.
Jay Moore?
Well, other people like White Karen. I guess that's just her.
That was a good question. Jay Moore?
No, Jay. Big Jay that you see.
Oh, right? Big Jay.
Jay Moore you never fucking see.
I see Jay Moore. He's going through this divorce. I just saw him yesterday. We have a good cry.
But the band.
Cry for what you know.
But Jay, he can cry like Christopher Walken.
Jay would want to get laid. All right, so you know Big Jay. So he'd want to get laid, right? And the band's advice is all like, guy in a rock band who's like handsome in shape.
It's like, just go over there and grab a
yeah,
pussy.
He goes, yeah, yeah, try. It was like, Jay, just go over, just grab it. It was like, grab their pussy. It was some shit like that. Yeah. And Jay's like, I'm not in a band. I'm a fat guy, guys. I'm not. why you give me your fat guy, your rock band?
Yeah, but they're both wrong. First of all, Jay needs to raise his fucking self esteem up.
No,
first of
he's
all. And
Jay's
second of all,
like,
those guys need to stop talking to guys like fucking let them eat cake when it comes to pussy.
Wow. Sherrod, sometimes you are a statesman.
I'm just letting you know. I'm just breaking it down
holy
for the people.
Shit.
A guy in LA,
that's a beautiful
a
way to put it, Sherrod.
A Puerto Rican guy in LA County Jail who was up for murder taught me how to make a pussy out of toilet paper.
Oh.
And,
this is good.
You take the cardboard thing out, you moisten it, and he said lukewarm water. I love his lukewarm. It's not Luke yet.
Luke Cage warm.
You let it sit for a day and you squeeze it. And then you put Vaseline around thing and you fucking, and he goes, I had this exact conversation with him. He goes, it don't complain. It don't spend your money. It don't fuck your brother. I said, she fucking, I said, did you kill her? Is that why you're in here? He goes, no, I didn't kill her. I go, why? I go, what'd you do? He goes, I killed my brother.
Oh, shit.
Verbatim conversation, man.
Where was this, first of all?
Can you imagine, by the way?
There's LA County?
LA County.
You know this motherfucker's in LA County.
The trial
they have
error.
No idea what LA County
is. I know what LA County is. Do you
resembles.
Imagine,
I'm talking about in the lockdown just, money.
But the fucking trial and error for him to get that right.
How'd you know it was lukewarm water?
Like, holy shit, dude. Just the ingenuity of
dude,
man.
It ain't lukewarm, man.
Artie.
You're just fucking cardboard. At this point, you're fucking cardboard.
Do you think
I invented, by the way, if you hear this, I told the guards they had all racist names for different areas. I said, black guy's sickle cell block. Could that be is that the best
sickle cell block?
And they use it. They use it. But this guy was 9 years in cell for
hold
murder.
On. Do you think Artie
wait, he was telling a story about a 9 years murder.
Wait, I want to ask him, do you think when that guy got that right, that toilet paper pussy, like
Eureka
think,
moment?
Yeah, like that's what I'm asking. Is it like now he did all the trial and error.
No,
or
it's so funny. Okay.
Did he go? I stood on the shoulders of giants, holding up the final. It was lukewarm water.
Tell Robert Downey Jr. That's me. Don't let him take that from me.
Edison was right. It was lukewarm
he's like,
water.
He's afraid celebrities are stealing his shit. Like, hey man, in Iron Man 2, is there a pussy made out of toilet paper?
He
tell me right now, man.
No, me
tell
man.
Me, where's these sites? Did he make a pussy out of toilet paper?
But it's kind of the flashlight.
3 a.m., like 3 years into his sentence, he just hears himself. Yes, I got it.
Eureka.
Eureka. Now that's a pussy. The water had to be lukewarm, motherfucker. I told you, they laughed at me at Masters of Johnson. They laughed at me at Masters of Johnson. I said, lukewarm.
Oh, shit.
I don't think
somebody stole his idea, though. Goes, just the fleshlight. Now it's the fleshlight. It's a white man
that's
with the
exactly
fleshlight.
What it is.
That's all it is now. So, white dude, man stole it.
I love making an executive at Fleshlight explain the product.
I should come up with this.
They sponsored the Montreal County Festival.
Remember that?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, right?
Dude,
Bill Davenport, by the way, Vice President of Fleshlight.
By the way, not only did they get that weird fucking gift, they also spawned a generation of, like,
holy
female
shit.
Comics are going to complain about it, like another example of...
Don't you
men
get great bits
having their
given,
way?
Yeah. When nobody asked for that weird ass the flesh. Yeah. I've never felt ashamed of anything I ever did ever
did
except the time I tried using the flesh.
Try cleaning it.
I've never
if you get to the level of cleaning it, you should be under investigation.
You fucking piece of shit.
If that's not a one-use throwout.
I took two because I was like, if I like it, I'm not
I've thrown out
it.
Blenders. After one bad margarita.
Oh my God, Jesus.
When have you ever heard a woman complain about fleshlights, though?
Oh, like, it's common.
Comedy.
No,
comedy.
A comic.
Rachel, you could
comic.
Tell.
A comic.
No,
you've
no
never been on the F train.
No
comics
one can
at
watch
the thing.
Porn. She had no opinion on fleshlights.
No, no, just comics at the festival who got it in their gift basket.
Oh, they were upset?
I'm just saying, the new female comic thing now. But I want to talk about it in episode 2. After
Rita Runder has 18 minutes on it.
No. Yeah. But there's a new thing now of it's like this. Yeah. all men, like, and it's
yeah,
like,
what?
I'm not
yeah,
to be included. Men,
like this shit, and it's people I even like. It's like, yeah, and guess what? I'm not gonna bleach my asshole, guys. That kind of like, it's bitch. Like, nobody told you to bleach your asshole.
Yeah, we give a fuck.
Like, I didn't tell you to bleach your asshole.
Yeah, no, that's what it feels like. And then, but it's like,
if I can see your asshole, I don't care what color it is. I just care if my dick's in it.
They're purely, but they're purely.
And yes, that was a poem.
It's beautiful.
There's a magazine that called the Assholes and Pussies.
Sherrod almost brought tears to my eyes like three times with like beautiful poetry this episode, I have to tell you.
My friend's father, every Thanksgiving gets drunk. Mm-hmm. Every Thanksgiving says this exact sentence. All I know is the Jews must have done something pretty bad to get Hitler that mad at.
Can I say something? I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, well, and then... He's also the guy who did the Jew Broad Fights Dracula.
Yes.
That man is a national treasure.
This guy is a genius.
There's no fat on any of his jokes.
Yeah, he trims it right off.
None.
All's I know is.
All's I know.
All's I know is. Argue with that.